I know what man has done with this book. I know what he has done. That's why you're always calling his people unto a pure worship, a pure way of living, and that is a life that is truly led by the Spirit. And we must. And so a lot of that trash we've allowed to enter into our hearts, we gotta cleanse ourselves. Shaul, how long do you think it took him? It took him 13 days to eradicate that trash? How long? How long was he out there in the wilderness? How long did how long was he there? And he had to do what? You think he was out there baking donuts? You better cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and what else? And spirit. So you got a filthy spirit too. We began to perfect the kodosh, the holiness of Yahweh in his fear. That's what you better begin to do. So you may begin to work on you. Sweep around your own front door before you sweep around mine. All right? You first of all get the beam out of your eye. So if I get the beam out of my eye, I know I can see clearly how to help my brethren to get the mote out of their eye. I know I can. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. Joel says in verse 5, he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And the flesh always wants to violate the truth of Yahweh. It opposes the truth. It will not obey what Yahweh says. Can I show us two examples when we visit homes or our own homes, you that are married? He gives a law and a command unto man to love his wife, like Messiah loved the assembly. And he says unto the wife to reverence her husband and to obey him in all things. Everything he says. Now what the world tells women, what the world tells us today, that you're your own, you do what you want to. Well, we've been bought with a price, we're no more our own. As Messiah is the head of man is the head of woman. And when a woman walks in that spirit of rebellion, then she is actually walking under the covering of the covenant of Jezebel. And when a man rebels against what Yahweh tells him to do with his wife, then he's actually walking under the law and the primacy of the powers of darkness, and Shaitan is his head. Truth. Truth is what makes us free. Hallelujah. You get the spirit of Yahweh in you, I will tell all of you all, you will not be unstable. A double-minded man is unstable. You that are unstable because your mind, you try to go back from spirit to flesh. And a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. When it comes to the things of the flesh, because they are important to you, then you will switch to fleshly man. When there's something that is spiritual that you like, then you switch to that man. When there's something you oppose in the spiritual realm, you go back to the flesh man. So you're unstable. And that's why your mind is fickle. It's fiddle. You're emotional. You sway back and forth. You're moody. You're like a chameleon. You change day in and day out, every hour. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. Messiah is the same when? Today? Yesterday and when? So he was not a pancake flipping back and forth. So you cannot be a pancake. And the reason you're a pancake, because you're in flesh. And I like pancakes in the flesh. Now my spirit loves the man of Yahweh. We've been taught by carnal men that didn't know the power of Yahweh's spirit. As he always did, as he began to bring the mighty judgment upon the house for great devastation and destruction, he would always impart his spirit into his servants that they may proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. And I tell you, this is the year. We must accept his truth. We must accept his truth. We must. This is the acceptable year. There's one thing that the carnal mind, it do not mind the things, the carnal mind, mind the things of the flesh. So it seeks every invention it can to disobey the Father. It is not going to be controlled by the law of Yahweh. It gives you all kinds of reason. And well, I don't see why we have to. I don't see the reason for this. And yet when it comes to the flesh, it makes all the provisions there are for the flesh. It's wrong, saints. He said, but they that are after the Spirit do mind the things of the Spirit.
Now, how do you know you're minding the things of the Spirit? I want to read this. Hold that. I want to read this from Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. These are the things of the Spirit. I want to identify a few things. There are many, but I want to show you this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9. It says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all really righteousness. But it says goodness there, doesn't it? Did it say some goodness? Did it say partial goodness? Did it say a little goodness? It says it is in all goodness. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness. And what? And what? Three components. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. When a man is led by the Spirit, he will do the things that are good to do. He will do them righteously. And he will walk before his brethren in truth. Sisters too. So that ought to let us know how far we've progressed in the Spirit, shouldn't it? Shouldn't it? Let us know where we are in the Spirit. And then if we know where we are, honestly judging ourselves, that no one else will need to judge you, then you get your heart right. How? Well, by the mercies of Yahweh, by His truth. And you start by identifying the sins in your heart and allowing Yahweh to begin to purge you. I pray with the little children. I pray with Omega and Joy. And first thing we do when we pray, I will say, first of all, we'll sing a little song. And then secondly, I will have maybe Joy to pray for Omega, Omega to pray for me, and we all pray one for another. Well, their prayer for each other is always constantly the same. Father, I want you to help Omega so that she will stop being moody and silly and crazy and mean. She wouldn't let me have her little finger. She wouldn't let me have that. It's always that. And of course, they want to pray for one another. So what I will do, I will say, Omega, you pray for Joy or Hannah. Now, Hannah, you pray for me. Can I pray for Omega? No, you pray for me. And then I will pray for you. So every day, every time we come, I switch it up some kind of way that we pray for each other. And of course, we conclude that, Father, do not give me over to the spirit of being moody, funny, crazy, stupid, prideful, arrogant, presumptuous. But Father, help me to walk in the spirit of joyfulness, gladness, purity of heart. And with that, your way, in the mighty name of Messiah, Yeshua, I'm going to give you thanks. And I say, jump on your feet and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't want to identify the things that are in us. See, the things that are in you are impeding you from walking in the Spirit. The battle is not the exterior things. The battle is within your own heart. And that's why you cannot fulfill the righteous laws that are spiritual unto Yahweh. You cannot fulfill them. And that's why we cannot. And so what this dog world is doing is feeding you some kind of religious form. I don't want a religious form. I want the truth. I want to be free, saints. I want to be free from this flesh. I want to be free from it. I want to be free from it. I don't want it to rule my mind, my thoughts all day long. I want to be free from it. I don't want to be ruled by this. I don't want this to dictate to me. I want the truth of Yahweh to dictate to me. The law of His truth. That's what I want. He's saying the reason why, verse 6, Romans 8, 6. Let me finish this in Ephesians. Turn back there. Ephesians 5:10. And this is what the fruit of the Spirit does. Proving all things, it proves what is acceptable unto whom. But what it says, anyone got the KJV? Is it spelled with the capital L? Prove what is acceptable unto Yahweh, what it does, saints. It says, and having some fellowship, having a little fellowship, how much fellowship? None. And all that is in the world is lust and pride. Having how much fellowship? Fellowship with the what? Because the works are unfruitful when they don't produce goodness and righteousness and truth. They're unfruitful works. Unfruitful works of what? Of darkness, but rather do what? When you don't reprove them, you have no spirit of Yahweh. Well, that's my son. You have no spirit, mother. Well, that's my daughter, daddy. You have no anointing of Yahweh. That's what scripture says. You're not being led by the spirit. You're being led by the flesh. has no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but you'd rather reprove them. That's wicked. You know something that even our parents in their days, my grandmother, those parents, although they did not have the sense of knowledge we had, because many of them were ignorant. They did not understand a lot of things. Many of them could not read. They basically had enough understanding of reading, how to read certain menial words. You understand? But they had a right to sense as what things to do. And when you would do wrong, they would reprove that. They would say, girl, you're not coming in my house dressed like a hoe. You go out there, you do your drinking, boy, but you ain't gonna drink here. You ain't gonna bring your little hot-tail gal and set up in my house and do those kinds of things. You get out of my house. They will reprove that. This wicked, rebellious, unrighteous, and I call them, quote, an ungodly, because they don't even know a God generation. Unholy generation has no pure love for the things of Yahweh. And when one has no fruit of the Spirit, they cannot reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. Well, how do I know the unfruitful work? Because you don't see the good works of Yahweh. You don't see the righteous works of Yahweh. You don't see the righteousness of His law working in their hearts. That's why you know. They can't keep the Shabbat when they deny the name of the Father, when they deny His truths. They don't have the righteous law of Yahweh. They have a tradition. And they perceive that tradition is righteous, but it's not Yahweh's righteous law. This day, this America is full of God worship today. Football field, basketball, soccer, and these malls, that's why they build them as cathedrals. These huge malls, they got everything to satisfy the God of the belly. You go to the malls, you can do everything there. They got everything to satisfy the God of the belly. And today is one of the most supreme day of worship in America. Oh, tomorrow they become a little docile. Till they sit back, they're going to rest tomorrow. Sure they do. Sure they do. Even the powers of hell understand that the Shabbat is the day of rest and it's Yahweh's day. Sure it does. And that's the truth, saints. Verse 6, back in Romans 8. Shaul says, for you to be carnally or fleshly minded, it is death. And that death is a biological and a separation from Yahweh. It's one thing that the carnal mind does. It loves foolishness. You will gravitate to things that are foolish more than things that are serious. You find something that is serious, that has a serious overture to it, you tend to move away from that. And I know it brings death because Scripture tells us to be not given to much foolishness, wickedness. And why die ye before your time? So I know we can die before our time. And so the carnal mind loves foolish things. You get with a group of brothers or sisters, if you don't watch it, you'll be talking about carnal, insignificant things that have no true value at all in your spiritual life. Do you not understand that our lives are just as the vapor smoke? We're looking for the eternals of Almighty Yahweh. You think you can spend that little vapor smoke parting along with just carnal natural things? We must get to the depth and the deepness of this one that we believe we know, or we think we know, that we must fulfill His royal laws. And you can't do it in the flesh. You can only do it in the Spirit. And you will know you're in the Spirit because we'll be gathered to produce the kind of fruit that bless your way. How self-righteous people are. They think they're good. They think because what they do, they don't attribute it unto the Father. They think they're good, they're nice. I do because I love you. Well, the wicked do that. You do it because you want recognition that you don't even love. I want everybody to know I love them. Well, Yahweh so loved the world that He gave His Son. Do they believe He loved them? We don't even believe that. And we say we're the people of Yahweh. His word is going to cut. He intended to cut the fat off of this wicked generation, this people that we are, steeped in idolatry, worship daughter and sons, esteem them above Yahweh. Oh, I love the Lord. You liar. Which Lord? The Lord of the Philistine? Which Lord do you love? I love Yahweh. Well, identify my Father. He's my Abba. Yahweh is. Messiah is my hope. He's the firstborn of all brethren. Hallelujah. He was the hope of the resurrection. And there were those that had gotten up before Messiah. We can see that where He caused those to come alive. Sure He did. But He is the first fruit of the hope of resurrection.
See, that's the difference. That's the difference, saints. Hallelujah. For the carnal mind is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. One say that the sister is troubling her other brother. You're carnally minded, brother and sister. Because if you have a spiritual mind, I don't care what your situation is, you have life and you have peace. You're so carnal, so caught up in your carnal ways, there's no life. You don't even have no life in you. And it's one thing about life, you can understand life because there's an animation there. Do you have life, Father? Watch me and you'll see. Watch me. You'll find out whether I have life. The carnal mind brings death, but the spiritual mind, it brings the life of it brings the hope of Messiah real in our souls. And there's a comfort in knowing nothing, no weapon that formed against me. I don't care what it is, against my mind, my heart, nothing is going to prosper. So our prayer is one of faith. We can pray and know that our prayer is being answered. We can pray and have confidence in our prayer. Because we know that Yahweh hears us. We know that. You know the sign of one, whether they're spiritually minded or carnal. They're trouble. Carnal mind is always trouble. I just don't understand. Well, the Spirit of Yahweh will never lead you into a false doctrine. It will never lead you into a false doctrine. It will never lead you. That's why I say much of what we have called the Spirit of Yahweh hasn't been the Spirit, saints. We just might as well come to the fact and the point that it hasn't been. Our hearts and our intentions may have been right. And the only reason Yahweh just uttered the cry like he did Israel. It was a desire. He had called and elected a little nothing like you to bring you to the profoundness of his magnificent power. You think he called you to bring you into the presence of gods? Now there may be gods. Who was more splendid in their beauty than the one we call Shaitan? What was he? Was he the... in the back seat of Yahweh's throne or what? He was what? What he was. He was the what? Say it. He was the covering. He was the covering. So he illuminated the beauty of Yahweh. And don't tell me he wasn't beautiful. Don't tell me he wasn't. Don't tell me he wasn't splendid in every way. Say, look at this. Sure he was. Yes, he was. And there are gods in their splendor that they have talked to men, and men have seen the ambience of those gods, and they have given their whole lives and their servitude unto those gods. See, Yahweh is a spirit. No man has ever seen him. And so what he gives us a splendid appeal of what he is. And the way he does that, can I tell you, will you believe me, sister? Truth. He just speaks truth to you. This is what I am. He said, when you get into the kingdom, I'm going to be the light of it. Now, you won't need no light. No more need of that. And that's the truth. We need our ears open today, saints. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit say. We must hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says today. So to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because, saints, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. It's enmity against Almighty Yahweh. The carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh. It says in the KJV, God, doesn't it? Now, I'm reading from a different text than you. It has Yahweh, Messiah, and Yahshua. But that's what it says, doesn't it? So if we are enmity against God, what God are you? Is there a enmity against or hatred? Do you understand that your natural mind hates Yahweh? That's why people can't receive his truth. That's why they dispel his name. And they try to assimilate his name with Lord God and Jesus. You can't do that. He will not give his honor to a beastly thing like that or a beastly title. Titles are beasts. Just like the word God. It's not a true expression of whom Yahweh is. Elohim is not an expression of a God. And what they've done in the pagan language, they have found one that a name that is associated with some supreme, superior being. And they say, well, it's God. And so he's a God. That's not how it's worked, saints. He spoke in a tongue or a language that they will know that he is the Elohim. He is the mighty one of the oaths and covenants. When he speaks, he's the one that can perform it, operate it, and make you believe that he can do it. Only Yahweh can. So he is not God, he is not Lord, he is Yahweh. That's what he is. Because the carnal mind hates, it is enmity against Yahweh.
King James says it's enmity against God. Why? Why is your carnal mind, why does it hate the Father so much? Because it tells you in the next few words, for it is not subject. To what? To what, saints? Come on. To what? To what? It's not subject to the law of who? Yahweh. But it says in the KJV, the law of God, doesn't it? But it can be. But it can be. And neither indeed can it be. No, it cannot. The carnal mind can never be subject to the law of Yahweh. Never. That's why we are led by the Spirit. If we are led by the Spirit, then we are sons. If you're led by the flesh, you're a son of darkness. If you're led by the Spirit, then you're a son of Yahweh. Your carnal mind can never be subject to the law of Yahweh. It can never submit to the spiritual law. It's going to always find a loophole to say, well, now I don't believe that it takes all that. I don't think that God intends for us to do that. I don't think we have to do that. That's what the carnal mind does. I don't think God intends for us to do that. Now, I don't believe we have to dress like that. I don't believe we have to live like that. That's what the carnal mind is always finding a loophole to satisfy its own lust. They did it with Yahweh when he brought them out of Egypt. The first thing they began to murmur and cry. She loved us by the flesh parts. At least we had food. Let us die there. And so don't tell me what you call born again or salvation, that is giving you the spree to serve Yahweh and make you all glad. Just say, I'm saved and you're going to do right. Don't tell me. When he did a mighty work with a house that's rebellious and hard-headed. And don't tell me when they will not follow him and they had him go before them as a pillar of cloud in the day and a burning fire night. And so don't tell me they were all egotistic to obey him, neither you today. That's why you need the law of the Spirit. That's why you need the law of Messiah, because he did all things to please the Father. And although he was a son, the only way he's going to learn, the only way he learned to obey, or the only way he learned by the things he suffered. And you're going to suffer today, saints. You're going to suffer the loss of your husbands, your wives, your sons, your daughter. You're going to suffer that. You're trying to gain them. You're going to enter the pit of darkness. You're not going to gain them. If you gain your life, if you find your life, then you've already lost a life. You've lost that. So you're not going to save them. You save myself. And I'm in the body. So you're in the body, I'm going to save myself. And that's the body. Save yourself from this untoward generation. So to be carnally minded, you have hatred for Yahweh. Because it's not subject to the law of Yahweh, and neither indeed can be. It cannot be subject. So you that are walking in the flesh, they put mom and daddy, kin folks. So then they that are in the flesh can please Yahweh. That carnal mind cannot please the Father. It cannot please your way at all. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I don't like using that expression because I know it's erroneous, it's false. I just use it for the sweetie for some of you all. Because you're just not there. You're just not there. And that's the truth. I use it for your expedience. I use it for that. Yahweh is not a God. And that's the truth, saints. Then I can serve Zeus. I can serve Allah Akbar because he is great. God is great. Which God is great? He is not a God. He is not a pagan Lord. These are pagan things. This is what even this article today said, how they interpreted the scriptures. I'm going to give you homework. And I want you to read the scriptures that I give you. I want to show you what you think you know, what you don't even know. In the book you got in your hand. When Pastor Roberts, those scriptures you gave us, oh, that's the KJV. It's just that the proper name is there. That's all it is. But you answer those from that one, all right? I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not going to be an apologist. All scripture is given by the inspiration. Now, you got to seek out what scripture is. Scripture will do one thing. It will lead us to the Father. It will make the brightness of Messiah, that hope that he has granted unto us, reverberate the very anointing that the Father, Yahweh, put upon him. And these, what men are teaching today is not leading men. These books, the biblios and the books they have, are not leading men to the Father. Leading them to God now. That is an ecumenical spirit that all men can receive that word God. I don't care if you're pagan. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you're Muslim, you're Hindu, I don't care if you're Yahudim, I don't care where you're from, what religion, every man can receive that word, God. Everyone.
And that is the strength of ecumenicalism, is that there is a God, but there are many paths to him. There are many paths to the God. And if Yahweh is a God like any other God, I can take the path of Zeus because I like what Zeus offers. I can take the path of aphrodisiac, satisfy my flesh and all that because they're all gods. And they all have the power to save. That's the power of a God. So who is right? There's only one thing right, and that's truth. These expressions, you don't express Yahweh by that. You don't call, what you call, which, how many of you all that know your natural father, how many of y'all just think, I've never met mine, but my mother, I would never call her dog. I wouldn't do that. I will not use a term that is derogative to her, or something that didn't express her motherly kindness, her motherly love. Even as a matter, if I spoke to her, I could use her name. I knew she was my mother. But I said, how are you doing, Miss Bythenia Davison? How are you, Miss Bythenia? Oh, I'm fine, son. How are you doing, preacher? Sure. I knew her name. Get quiet. Good. We must know the Father. You have to know the one that is leading you. And if he is a spirit, you better know what spirit or what ruah you're serving. You must. So you that are in the flesh, you cannot. That's why you can't please the Father today. That's why there's a battle in your mind. You can't please him because you're carnal. So you try to do things that are carnal that will get you recognition and exaltation. Those things don't work. The law of the Spirit will cause you to do all things that are good and righteous. And pleasing unto Yahweh. There's nothing more pleasing unto the Father than for man to do what he commands him to do. Saul says, but ye are not in the flesh. I bless him for that. But you are in the Spirit. Now you'll know if you're in the Spirit how. If so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Messiah, who did Messiah honor? He's none of his. Who did he honor? Did he not honor the Father? Did he not come to make known the Father and his mighty power? See, that's the Spirit of Messiah. And any man has not that Spirit of Messiah, he's an anti-Messiah. If he say that Messiah is not the anointed one of your way, he is an anti-Messiah. Well, they exchange that, or they change that to say anti-Christ. I believe that there are many Christs in the world today. And a Christ or a Christo is one that has an anointing. There are men that are Christ and women that are Christ because they have the anointing to motivate. They have the anointing of an aura that when people come in their presence, they are excited about them. They motivate them to excellence. There are many Christs, but there is only one Messiah. And that is the anointed one, or the one that brings forth the anointing of Yah. There's only one. So there are many Christos and many Christs. Actually, if you search the root etymology of the word Christ, Christo, it will tell you it is the one that is perfumed, the one that has an odor. It is a perfumed, sweet smelling odor. That's all the word means, saints. It is not the one that delivers. It is not that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Messiah is the anointed one of your way, specifically. So if any man have not, if the Spirit of Messiah dwell not in him, if any man have not the Spirit of Messiah, he is none of his. And if Messiah be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life of righteousness. And if that hope of Messiah is in you, then the body, as far as sin, willing to sin, is dead. But the life is the light, that law of life, which is Messiah, which makes us free from the law of sin and death. We're not bound to the power of sin, to sin. We're free. We're free. Religion has distorted the picture of the Father. Men don't know him. And those that know the name, but yet that's a good start. There's more than the name. For the name you find the power. And the name is the hope. I want to know the one that I put my trust in. He said, the scripture, okay, let me say this to you. If we go with the KJV. He said, there shall be many Christs that shall come. Now, there are going to be many Christs that are coming. How do you know which one is right? And if this one of hell is going to perform great feats, raising the dead is going to do that, then what is our strength and power to know who we serve? There's only one. Truth. The Spirit of truth, saints.
the spirit of his righteous law working in us. That's it. And even how shallow your faith, because it can be altered. Sure it can. Sure. Faith is just a substance of things hoped for. You haven't seen it, but there's an evidence in you that it's reality because you're hoping for it. You got to hope, saints, in the truth. You can't hope outside of the truth. You can't hope in false doctrines and false lies. You got to hope in the truth. And what the truth does when we begin to obey it, I want to show you what it does. It says in 2 Kephar, 2 Peter, 1 Peter, I'm sorry, 1 Kephar, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter 1. Seeing, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing that ye have purified your soul. Have you purified your soul? Is that what it says? You understand now. I know what we understand what the word soul means. But it means more than just the inward spirit that dwells in man. You have purified yourself whole of the whole man. He breathed into man. He became what? A living what? So did that body come alive? Was the body animated? So that's what he's saying. Seeing you have purified yourself, your soul, by your soul in doing what? Obeying what? The, not just truth, but the truth. How? Through what? Through what? That's the only way you're going to obey the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of who? Of who? Of the brethren. Seeing that ye love one another with a pure heart, what? Fervently. 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 Now that's what a brother does. That's when one is pure, alright? You can only obey the truth through the Spirit. That's why folks can't obey the truth. They don't have the Spirit, saints. Do y'all hear me? This trash they call the Holy Ghost, it is a Holy Ghost now. It is a ghost. It's not the Ruah. It's not the Kudush Ruah. It is. That's why they can act the way they are. It's not the Spirit of Yahweh. He's going to bring temperance to his house. He's going to bring a rule that when he walks in, you're going to know it's him. You're going to stand, says, for the king is in the house. You'll know it. You'll know it. And you're going to snap your attention. If we're in the military, we're all sitting here, and a general walk in the place, you will hear an officer, attention! And everybody, it won't be now, you hear some getting up late. That's what it sounds like. Everybody with anticipation, they will tell them the general is on his way. He's coming. And they see the general. He has an entourage. And you will know the general. Even if there are no stripes on the general, you will know it. Because he has a walk that is not like the entourage. And you can tell he has an entourage because everybody's around the general. Is he going to be the first one to come in? No, he's not going to be the first one. Because you're going to have to be ready when he walks in. That's why he sent the malachs, the ministering spirits, before him. He sent the prophets, the apostles, and men to prepare the way. And so, when that old general get ready to come through that door, you may have a captain, a colonel, you may have a lieutenant, a one-star general. I'm talking about a three-star. He's the man. And you may have four or five officers going first. You would have an entourage coming him. And all of a sudden, you can hear someone say, attention! And everybody goes, boom, boom. And they're going to stand to attention. And they're going to turn and look at the general. They're going to stand to attention. He's going to walk up here. He's going to look. You're going to see your soldiers at ease. You may be seen it. And he begins to talk. Now the general doesn't talk as long as the colonel. His time is very valuable. So he may not talk for 10 minutes. Soldiers, you're doing a good job. We do appreciate that. Keep up the good work. God bless you all. Phew. And everybody will stand up. Phew. And he may greet a soldier there a little privately and say, how you doing, sir? Man, the general, he gets excited about that. And yet, you always comes to greet us. We don't get excited about him. Can I ask you one thing? You think that soldier will ever forget the general's name? That was General Jeff Wagner. Never forget him. He'll never forget the commander. No. This world has forgotten the name of Yahweh. They don't know him. They know gods. They don't know the Supreme One. These pagans today want to say, well, it's God or Jesus. No, no. There's only one. You don't have a one name. It is so ignorant that yet he knows us by name. You know the stupidity of this world. He knows us by name, and yet we don't know him by name. He knows each one of our names. He does, doesn't he? And we don't know him. That's stupid. I don't want to serve nobody like that. we have purified ourselves through the truth, through the Spirit obeying the truth, then we being changed or born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. How? By the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth forever. Only the word, the truth of Yahweh liveth. Only scripture. Only scripture. The things in that book that you have shouldn't be there. They're words that are wrong. That's the truth. And that is not scripture. That is not scripture. That's why before Messiah ascended, he descended, he gave gifts unto people. Men. He didn't give it unto a woman. He didn't give no apostleship, no prophetship, no evangelist, no pastor. No, he did not give a woman that. He did not. But he gave authority unto men. And they will preach and teach and instruct you that they will bring about the knowledge of his truth, that we will walk in the perfect law of Almighty Yahweh. They go on to hell with their pagan ideas and their false things. They're going to be lost. Let me close with this verse here because I want to touch something before I dismiss. Galatians 5:3 says, "For brethren, we have been called," Galatians 5:13, For ye have been called unto liberty, liberty. Only use not the liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. We have been called with a great liberty, freedom. Now don't allow your flesh, because you're called to liberty, to love one another, to abuse, to do each other wrong. We should serve one another. That's what it says. And nobody wants to serve because everyone wants to be great. They think the great one gets served, but the great one serves. Did Messiah serve us? Yahweh is so great that he served us. He has served us. So you don't use your flesh for an occasion of sin. You don't use your flesh. We that are led by the Spirit, we are the sons of Yahweh. We are. And if our bodies, if Messiah being our bodies, are dead because of sin, and the Spirit of life because of righteousness. We will know we have the Spirit of life in us because it produces righteous fruit. You don't produce righteous fruit, you don't have the Spirit of Yahweh. That's the truth. This Christ they call the Holy Ghost, let them call it. I tell you, it is a false identity. I don't care what they say, they pray and lay hands on someone, they get the yada, all that. The shamans do that. Witchcraft does that. It's no different. Yahweh's way is different than the way of the world. We've been taught by the worldly preachers, the worldly teachers, the charlatans and the liars. We've been taught that way. We ought to be able to see the fruit at the end of their work. If they're righteous, then you will see their fruit. I want you to watch me. If I'm wrong, it will be revealed. Hallelujah. And I want my wrong to be known. The only way he can save me, deliver me. You that endure unto the end, saints. I know what Christendom has taught us. The same shall be saved. And this is not an endure. This time, many are not enduring. They can't even endure. They don't endure one another, and they certainly aren't going to endure the things of Yahweh. I shall endure. What do I have? Nothing. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his soul? What has he gained? He has not gained anything at all. Everything that I need is in Messiah. All in Messiah I do find peace. He satisfies. Joy he gives to my soul. Life would be worthless without your true Messiah. All things in Messiah I do find. The hope of Yahweh is in Yahshua. The truth he reveals by the Spirit of Yahweh. There is no truth without Yahweh's Spirit, but in Messiah I find the truth no other way. You can't find it no other way but in Messiah. May Yahweh bless you today, give you strength in your hearts, may he cause your heart to rejoice. I want all you all to look at these scriptures. I want to read, and you go back. If you got some information to help me, you help me. All right? I want to read a little bit of this in this article that I, what they call the Carolina Living. There's always something in there on the Shabbat about, you know, this religious world. But I want to read a little something here. It says that CNN takes a new look at the two Marys.
And the scriptures that I'm dealing with are about the two Marys, or the Marys. Now, which one of these accounts, when you read this, I want you to tell me which account is right. You know that? The one I gave out Wednesday night, it troubled them that were troubled. And they're not here. That's all right with me. That's all right. You're in the wrong place. And you too. You don't believe in truth. And then people are so ignorant, they want to battle against that. They have no reason. They have no apologetics either. Which one is right? Was he 43 or was he 23? Well, that's a little distressing. You're a liar. That's what he says. Now, what I'm going to do is give you a little assignment, let you all search the scriptures, make you search the scriptures a little bit. You know, I was looking the accounts of Messiah's resurrection. There's five different accounts, and not one of them are the same. Now, I want to show you something. Not even those in the KJV, not any of those that even there, one place it said there was a young man there. One place it says there was an angel. One place it says there was two men. One place they said when he got up, he told Miriam, don't touch me, I have not ascended to the Father. The other place says she grabbed his foot and she worshipped him. Now, which one is right? It's in the book that you think you know. And so what I have a text. I use old King James, yeah. But I have one that I can cross-reference. It tells you, see that little column there in the middle? Let me get you a good book, all right? And I can cross-reference so I can look at the scripture and I can go and find the other one in the other passage. And then when I read stuff like that, I was saying to Brother Yosef yesterday, he came, he had a question. I said, Brother Yosef, I want to ask you one question. I said, now, the scripture tells us where he was crucified, right? I said, one place here was Calvary, and the other place here was Golgotha. I said, now, which place is right? He even knew that. You're right, but yeah. I said, now, which one is right now? We're an ignorant generation. And the reason we're so angry is because we don't pray. We are hypocrites. We are liars. We say we pray. We don't pray. We don't seek truth. We don't want truth. We just want some false because we're false folks. So I said to Brother Yosef, I said, which one is right, Brother Yosef? I said, we can look them up and see that they all both have different meanings. The meanings are not the same. No, we want someone to pacify us. We don't want someone to put us to a point whereby we got to use that old nutty thing we got, that we use it for everything nutty. Now you got to use it for what's right because you need the mighty Messiah to understand what the Father said. We don't want that. We don't want to see our inabilities and how limited we are. I said, which one is right, Brother Yosef? Show me. He scratches his head and says, well... You're right, Pastor. I said, I know because it's in the book. It ain't what I said. So don't get mad at me. Don't get upset with me. You get upset at me because I pointed out? You're a fool. You get upset at me because I pointed out because it may bust your little bubble. It's going to show you what you have, faith or faith. And you have very little faith. I will know if you got faith. When I see your faith, I will see your works, said Father. You got very little. And that's the truth. Whether you like me or not, I don't care. I want to save my soul. You that hear this man of Yahweh, the truth will save you. I can't save you. And I'm not going to, I see things as I study scripture. When I see it, I'm going to show you things. I'm not going to hide anything from you. Because I don't want you to come to me and say, well, Pastor, well, that's this question. Well, Brother Joe, I said, now, Brother Joe, let's go back and read these scriptures. I want to show you what it says. I went directly to the KJV. I said, that's what it says. I said, do you see that? It says this now, doesn't it? You're right. Because that's what scripture said. He said, I hope you're not upset. I said, Brother Joe, I'm not upset with you. I'm not going to bring something to you that I don't know what I'm saying. When I tell you something, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to show you what you have. Give me mine back, and I want you to pass one out for everyone. Now, I want you all to hear this while he passed that out. You all pass them back. Listen to this. It's an article. It's not what I wrote, saints. These are not the things that I wrote. Come on. You start reading the comics and the sports. And the gossip column, and trying to look at the horoscopes and all of that, you may get a little something in your hand. Okay? Now this is what it says. Listen to me. Just listen to me. It says, CNN takes a new look at the two Marys. I want to read this. By Mark Washburn. Something like a your them name. The two Marys did not need the provocative bestseller, Da Vinci Code, to enhance their Christian celebrity. Listen to me, saints. I want to read that to you. I want to show you. Just listen to me. He said, but the book which postulates that Mary Magdalene and Jesus had children has sparked interest in the revisionist view of scriptures. One of the pundits the view that Mary Magdalene as a Christian first feminine in a Sunday special narrated by Sigourney Weaver. What a whore they used to narrate that. All right. Seeing in a way that the theory explores others about the two women eternal to Jesus' life. Now hear this. Listen to me, saints. Y'all, please listen to me. Listen to me. I'll read that when I finish. Just listen to me. It said, contemporary view tend to paint them in two faces of evil, frame the program point out, the Virgin Mary as the perfect woman, has still ruled from the heaven. And that's what they say. Mary Magdalene as the fallen woman uplifted by the teachings of Jesus. Even the historic view of Mary Magdalene as a reformed prostitute troubles some scholars who think that the description may stem from the 6th century misinterpretation of the scripture of Pope Gregory the Great. Now, the Catholic whorehouse has had its hands in that book that we call the KJV. It's the truth, saints. She's a demising whore. She's a whore. She has had her print in her hands is on every page of it. And that's just the truth. She has. And that's why her Protestant daughters follow her creed. And we that have been in the Protestant world, we have followed her same creed. Sunday and pagan worship and all, we follow those creeds. See? And we still got remnants of those creeds in us. And so she has always had her hands in the book. She has, saints. It's not me. I'm not trying to discourage you. I want us to get the true spirit in us that we can combat the spiritual power that's going to come up against us. Because he's going to deceive many. He's going to draw away the masses because he's going to come doing things that the one that they call Jesus did. He's going to heal. He's going to perform great miracles. That's what he says in Thessalonica, what Shaul says. He's going to do miracles and great feats, saints. Don't get upset with me. That's all right. Look at this quickly. Now, I want to look at this. And these right here, the first one right here, this is an account. The Messiah, the Yeshua, the resurrection. All right, Matthew 28:5. Look what it says. Now, I want you all to take this and you write some little notes down. It says this. It says, I want to read like it is in the KJV, all right? It said, and the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, Yeshua, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he said, come, see the place where the master Messiah lay. All right? Now, that's the account of Matthew's, okay? Now, the account of Mark, look at that, right under that. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man. I have no problem with that. A young man, now look what he says, sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were frightened. And he said unto them, be not affrighted, ye seek Yeshua of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where he lay. All right? Now, that's Mark's account. Luke says in the verses under that, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, how many men? Two men stood by them in what? Shining garment. Now, which one is right? Two men. And they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth. And they said unto them, why seek ye the dead amongst the living? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you when he was yet in Galilee. Now, one of these accounts must be right. Somewhere someone has done something that ought not to be that way. That's just the truth, saints. All scripture is given by the inspiration. Now, I want to look down at the next verses of scripture. Now, this is when they saw him after the resurrection, all right? It says in Matthew 28:8. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy and did run bringing his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yeshua met them saying, oh, hell. Is that what it says? And they came and they did what? They what? By what? And did what? Now in John, in the next, in John 20:15, it says, Yeshua said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Jesus supposed him as to be the gardener, saying unto him, sir, if thou hast brought him hence, tell me where hast thou laid him? If you have taken him, where have you laid him? And I will take him away. Yeshua said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. Yeshua said unto her, handle me. He said, what? What did it say? What does it say? Touch me not. Why? For I am not ascended to my Father, but go ye and tell my brethren unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my Yahweh and to yours. Now, which account is right? So they say it's infallible word. Now, I believe all scripture is infallible. But I know the hand of man. I know what you do when we take scripture and what we do with it. Now, you're not going to learn this in the Baptist or the Methodist, the Pentecostals, or the Yahweh is not going to tell you the truth. We got to prepare our mind. Messiah had to know who he was and what he stood for. These are the counts. That's what it says. I didn't change that. I didn't write it. And that's the truth, saints. I don't know if I see me show you all things because you're so shallow. You're so pitiful. You're like chaps. I look for a woman amongst a thousand, couldn't find one. Look for a man, found one. Just one. Boom. We want fairy tales. We want someone to lie to us. Just point the truth out. Now, what I want to make you do, get on your face and say, Father, help me to understand. What is this saying? What has happened? And one of these accounts must be right. Either they touched him or they didn't. And Yahweh cannot lie, can he? Can he lie? All right, then. That's why you better search the scriptures, for in them, you think you have eternal life. And you're the one that say, I love Jesus, I love the Lord, I love God, I love Yahweh. Yes, you are. And people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They don't want nobody to tell them the truth. That's why a man like me is going to have a little crowd like this. That's the truth. You tell them false lies. Oh, you can say, yes, you and Jesus, not lies. You can't say but one. It's only one. There's so much stuff I can show you. There's so many things I see in scripture. As I sit there, and I sit there, and I see things. Whoa. And when I do that, saints, I know I bring this in here just because some of you all are weak. And I bring it for your... I use it. This is what it is. What is that? Is that the KJV? But I know how to read it. Huh? Wait, this is the KJV? You know, yeah, that's what it is. Open it up there. Look at it. Yeah, that's what it is. Huh? That's KJV. I use this, but I got... But sometimes I have six or seven, have five or six scriptures open. I do. I do, saints. I do. That one, the restoration scriptures. Now, that's a good book. I like that one. Because it points out the words that are just pure that y'all would use, that the words that we should really use. When it comes to love, I was looking at today, the love toward Yahweh, when it talks about faith. It's not just faith, because you can have faith. Everything is faith. I got faith in my son. But the faith of Yahweh is totally different, and even the expression is totally different, saints. He intends for speaking another language, brothers and sisters. Do the street gangs speak in their own creed? You don't know their creed, then you get bumped off. Do they have signs? Huh? The way they walk? Don't everybody walk the same way? Everybody talk the same talk? Don't they do that? They do that, saints. And so the people of Yahweh, there's a language. Do homosexuals talk the same tongue? They say words, and what is that they saying? When I was growing up, I don't know, in the black town they had what they call scrizotism. What's up, baby? What's up? Use it. You know, and the folks on the, I've heard them talk that stroll talk, man. I mean, it sounded like another language. I didn't even know what they were saying. I was in Florida. I heard this Puerto Rican and this black guy, man, they were talking the scrizotism. I mean, I understood the way I learned it. What's up, baby? What's up, gizon, izon, you know. Come on, you know about that, sister. You don't stroll talk, sit on your own. You understand what stroll talk is? It's a stroll talk amongst black folks. It's a stroll talk. Elamar, you heard it. Sister, you're a stroll talker. You hadn't heard that? Man, man, you're lame. You didn't hear that, sister Duck? Not stroll talk? Man, man. Well, it was a language, they call it stroll talk. Brother Nisa, have you ever heard of it? You dig a minute? Huh? What? Well, you, come on, y'all know. Come on now. Scrizzle, tizzle. I know you're in the country now, but it's tizzle, scrizzle, tizzle. Scrizzle. You heard of it? Huh? Scrizzle, tizzle, baby. You know, they take words and they form them, but you understood what they were saying. Brother Dale, you heard a stroll talk, and if Brother Dale heard a stroll talk, you something wrong with you older heads in here. I heard a stroll talk. But yet they could talk to each other. So Yahweh, he intends for he give us a new language, a new tongue. He take out that old tongue. He take everything out of us. We have a new talk. We have a new walk. I'm a brand new me just because of Messiah. You don't walk the same. We have a brand new talk. And what he intended to do to give us a brand new language. Man has done things in this book, saints, and even the, I read some of the things on some of the apologists, and they say, well, some of those things, nothing you can really say. We just kind of messed up on that one. That's what they say. Just like they did on his name. Just like they did on his name. Now, I'm going to show you all. The ones that don't want to hear it, it's there. What you do, you take the scriptures and you look them. You go and read the accounts, and all the accounts are the same. Ain't no different account. They're the same accounts told by. Well, they saw things different. Well, if all scriptures, if every word is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, then it's the same. It doesn't change. This doesn't change. I don't care where you go. It doesn't change. His laws, his Torah, it doesn't change. His truth doesn't change. His accounts don't change. Yahweh knows the difference. If he knows, if you have your head, is not, he knows when a man is 23 or 43. That's the truth. So we have, let me read this before I close. This is what has happened. I want to read this. It says in the book, you find it. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. How do you say we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain he made it. The pen of the scribe is vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yahweh, and what wisdom is it then? You hear what that said there? They have rejected what? They have rejected the word. It meant that they reject the word. And the pen of the scribes were vain. That means it was deceitful. That's what that means. You search that archaic, the word vain, and the Hebraic is right. It means they were deceitful. That's what they did. That's why you had so many sects of scribes. And what Yahweh is doing today, brother, what he's trying to bring his house to, is to be led by his spirit. And you don't know if he tells you to get up. Come on, if he tells that brother, if he tells that man of his family, he tells this sister, this brother, tells you to get up and you head down on 1521 Pine Street. Did he tell Ananias to go where Shaul was? Did he give him a false address? Did he give him the right address? Did he give him the right street to go to? Call straight. You find him there. Shit, and he's blind. Did he tell him the truth? Did he tell him the truth? He told him the truth exactly where he was. He went where he was too. And if they could get that account right, then don't tell me they can't get every account right. It's the corruption of man. That's why you need the spirit. See, I implore you, saints, to begin to seek the Father. That's why your fleshly mind never wants to pray. That's why folks don't want to come to the prayer house. That's why there's no time to labor in prayer. You don't want to do that. It's not going to come that way. We've been taught everything is microwave. We want everything microwave. Well, oh, I believe it. That's enough. No. Well, what you believe in, you got to act on what you believe. You got to show faith. So that's what they want. That's why everybody want to lose weight, but they don't want to pay the price. You got to cut out the donuts and the honey buns and the french fries and all that and the ice cream and all that. It's not going to come any other way. Everybody want to get healthy, but they want the popsicles. They want the candy bars and everything else. You can't do it. They don't want to pay the price, Brandy. They want it, but they don't want to pay the price. They want to know the truth of Yahweh, but they want to pay the price. Those men had to pay the price for that truth. Beaten. Scourged, abandoned, all brothers forsaking him, sisters and wives. First thing he said, don't worry about family, come follow me. You put your hand to this and you turn around and look back, you ain't even fit. And that's the truth. So you got to give up everything for him. Did he not give up everything? He came down from the kingdom of Yahweh where he was in great splendor. Gave up everything. Scripture said, though he was rich, he became what? Poor. So you don't want men like Pastor Robinson to show you. Men hide things. There are men that know things, they hide it. I showed these kinds of things to other brothers in the past years ago, but I haven't shown them to you folks because I know you weren't ready. Yeah, Yahweh said, you show them. You begin to show them. I'm going to show you whether you like me or not. Whether you get upset with me or not. Whether you bless me or not. It makes no difference. What it better make you do is hit the book and study. You better pray, Father, give us a man that will speak. When the two witnesses come, they're going to be two men. They're going to be witnesses. They're going to be men. And they're going to kill them. And the power of Yahweh is going to raise them up. And don't tell me, that's one thing that the enemy hates. It hates men. Men. It knows it can use women. Just like it used Eve. No, Adam, he flat out sinned. He knew exactly what he was doing. It said the woman was deceived. Man wasn't deceived. Man, woman, come back. I can handle this. And he ate. The woman was deceived. The man just flat out rebellious. He went against the Father. Read the scriptures. Take time to read the scriptures instead of the comics. Isn't that something? The folks that are richer, they got to read everything. I wouldn't even read trash like the comics. I wouldn't read that trash. I wouldn't even read that trash. I got to read, what's his name? Doonesbury. I got to read, what's one of the... The one that's been there a long time. The married couple. Blondie. Gotta read Blondie. Gotta read Kazoo. That crazy mess. I won't waste my time reading that trash. I'd rather read the scripture and get that in my mind instead of comics. I don't want that kind of trash in my spirit. I don't read stuff like that. I will read things that are totally diametrically opposed to Yahweh, and then I'll read things that are so extreme to one way that, you know, it's just foolish. I read the extremes about the name, those that diametrically opposed it in those that, and the one that diametrically opposed it, you read, if you truly read, it's one thing about this generation, they don't know how to read. If you truly read, you see they have nothing, they don't even have a water to stand on. It is so stupid the way they respond. I read pro and con on everything. I just don't want the pro. I want the con too. I want the opposition. Every warrior wants opposition. Do you want to go in the battle not know what you're going to face? When I go into battle, I want to know what I'm facing. So I'm a soldier. I'm a soldier in this army of Yahweh. And I got the sword too. So I want to know what I'm facing. May Yahweh bless you. He give you strength today. Cause your hearts to rejoice, saints. I'm not against Yahweh. I'm not against scripture. I'm against deception. I'm against what man is doing. I'm against all that. I'm not against scripture. If you come here, I'm going to show you these things. And maybe once a week, I may not put too much on you. Maybe every other week, that'll give you nothing you don't right there. Bless you, Brother Yosef. Bless you. I'll show you a little something. He'll say, little something. Make your head, scratch your head, say, man, ooh. You know what the apology would say? Well, that's just two different accounts. Well, if all scripture is given by Yahweh, it's just his account. Is that right? If he talks to Rivana, he can tell the same thing he tells me. If he talked to Josh back there, when he talks to you, when he talks to you about all scripture, is that the same to you to me? Ain't no different. That's true. He doesn't change. You think he doesn't know how to talk? He knows how to talk. He does. You know what he's saying? He can speak to everybody here at the same time. Whoa! Sure he can. No other make no mistake. He knew what he said. He did what he said too. So don't tell me that, saint. Don't tell me, because if they were led by the Spirit, then they will all give the same account. Was it two? Was it a malak? Was it a young man? Was it two men? Which one is it? Tell me. You can try to fix it up. You can't fix it up. Even some of the most renowned, some of the noted scholars can't even fix that up. They say, well, just don't worry about that right now. Let's just, okay, next thing. That's what they do with it. Because they can't answer it. I know how to answer it. And I'm going to answer you all after this, all right? What I'm doing is showing you actually what's in you. It ain't very much. It ain't very much. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth. It isn't. And that's the truth. You can be prideful and think you do, but it's just the truth. That's not what it means. Lies. That's what it means. Listen there. How do you go out there? Boy, don't you know? I remember 15 years ago, this kind of stuff, I knew about, longer than that, 20 years ago. I remember reading an article that this old Muslim wrote, but I wouldn't even receive anything from a Muslim. It was 22, 23 years ago. And they began to question, if it's the inspiration of Yahweh, if every word you say in the KJV, well, why is this then? Why is that? And I've never forgotten that. I've never. Well, the KJV is the one that's proven the test of time. That's what Dow said. I said, these men don't even know what they're saying. I said, you said it because you heard R.G. Sand say it. Right. You don't know what you're saying. You're just repeating. You're just a repeater. Right. You teach something. Don't take you hear what somebody said. I want to say this before I close. I remember when I was in Florida, I heard someone talk about Barcelona, Spain. I said, man, if you ever go to Barcelona, and I would repeat that lie because someone told me about Barcelona. So I repeat the lie. I had no more no beckon. Man, I hadn't even gone to New York. I knew about Barcelona, Spain. And so we're the type of people that we repeat things we hear. It becomes real to us, but it is not real. May Yahweh bless you. Let's stand to our feet. Bless your people, Father. Give them strength. Father, in all things, we thank you today. We bless you. We praise you in the mighty name of Yahshua Messiah. Bless your word today. May it fill the hearts of your people. Give them strength in them with parts. We bless you for all things. Thank you for all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.